In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Our whole life is to be prayer. Pray without ceasing, St. Paul says. So there isn't a time where we can't say it's not dedicated to God. Even sleeping, we can dedicate to God. And our prayer life is both public and private, individual and communal. We have time that we have to make time to visit with God in our prayers privately, to feel His compassion in those times, and then come together and share that compassion with one another. So we can't say, well, I just pray by myself or I just go to church. It's both. And we might say that sometimes it's harder to pray by myself because I don't have that structure, that beginning time and ending time, and it's on the calendar and I have to do that. But if we can find something that we look forward to, a little time with God that we can look forward to, He lights that spark and He helps us to enjoy that time, because we need that time. We need to pray to God. Maybe instead of putting the radio on right away when we get into the car to say a prayer. To always be thinking about how can I dedicate this moment to God, because that's who I am. I have a relationship with God. In today's Orthros Gospel reading, Mary Magdalene, whom we celebrate today, the equal to the apostles, the one who said to the apostles, I have seen the Lord. She didn't recognize Jesus until He said her name. So we must never downplay that relationship with God, that when we commune with God, when we receive Holy Communion together, we still say each one of our names. So that's very important. And we can't really separate the two. So we pray by ourselves, and then we come together and pray together and receive the body and the blood of Christ together. And the challenge there, even though we may have it on our calendar and we may know what we have to do, is to learn how to be more communally minded when we approach the Divine Liturgy. We can always get better. But we all each one of us with special gifts, and we saw it this morning when someone needed help. We have a surrounding community of prayer, which is beautiful, and those who were able to help directly with the emergency were able to address that. I heard that she's doing better, glory to God. And this is something that reminds us of today's gospel reading, because the feeding of the 5,000 families, right? They said family. It was 5,000 men, not counting women and children, so we could say 5,000 families. What would that be? 15,000 people? Great multitude. What communal mindedness did we see there? Christ had compassion. He had been showing compassion. Oh, and by the way, before this event, it's not in the gospel, but right before this gospel, Christ had gone on His own to pray. Now He's with the multitudes, and He has compassion on them. So we have to remember that when we're by ourselves, we're experiencing the compassion, and then we come to, and what great God brings us together because we all love him. And now he's going to help us to love one another as well. He's going to bring us together with people that we love and maybe some people that we have difficulty with. And he's going to bring us all together. And he's going to teach us how to love one another. And we may ask, well, how is this possible? How can I make sure that I'm helping everyone to feel full? Because all this whole multitude of 5,000, they were all filled. How can we do that? Well, that's what was the disciples asked that question. How can we make sure? He told the disciples, you give them something to eat. And when they didn't know how, Christ instructed them to come to him. And then he gave thanks, which sounds very Eucharistic. He broke, which we said today in the liturgy, we say in every liturgy. And he gave it to the disciples to give to all of the people. And this miracle is still happening. Even if we talk just on the food level, it's still happening. The agricultural report says that 2,000 calories are available to every human being on this planet. Not everybody eats 2,000 calories a day. There's more than enough. But whether it's because of corruption or because of the place where people may live and the difficulty of transportation, we haven't figured out how to get this multiplication to everyone. But we do have to keep presenting this to Christ so that he can give us the direction to do that. But the miracle was not just for then. It still happens. But what about how this blessing and distribution was a sign of the eternal life that he's going to distribute and give and that all of us will be able to share? Here we are. And when we look at one another, we may say, well, you know, this person is giving me difficulty in my liturgical experience. You know, maybe we had a difficult exchange, or maybe they have some kind of struggle that I have a hard time seeing or hearing. How's God going to help me experience this liturgy, this love for this person? Because we're not just by ourselves in church. We can come to church to be by ourselves, but not at a scheduled liturgical time. Now we're together. And this is something that we really need help to understand, because Christ helps us to break down that barrier and come together again. And at the end, after everyone is filled, the word that they use is the root that says dismiss. Christ dismissed after everyone was filled. It is a practice, unfortunately, that after Holy Communion, the number of people in attendance decreases, which is not according to that model where everyone was filled and then Jesus dismissed. So this is an example of when we think, well, I got what my portion was, so I can just leave. Then We're not being communal minded. We're not thanking God with the rest of the brothers and sisters for filling all of us. Now, sometimes, now I don't point this out so that you can police each other. Because, as we said, Christ is compassionate, and there are people with specific needs that do need to leave early. But are we really filled if we're not doing the best we can to show this unity with our brothers and sisters as much as we can? Even the dismissal is a communal event. When who do you hear? You don't say, I don't say that I dismiss you. I am asking for Christ's mercy through the intercession of the Theotokos and the Forerunner and the saints and the saint of the day. And then it's closed usually with through the prayers of our Holy Fathers. Not my blessing to dismiss everybody. Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. So even the dismissal is a community event. If the hierarch were here and we were serving Vespers, I would say, through the prayers of our Holy Master at the close of the dismissal, and then the hierarch would say, through the prayers of our Holy Fathers. So even the hierarch is not the dismisser of the service. We're all communal. And I think that the more we think about this wonderful story as an icon of the Eucharist that was to come, that God is inviting all of us to eternal life, and that we can feel more filled when we have compassion and forgiveness for one another. When the elder brother of the prodigal son was not able to forgive his brother, what did he do at the banquet? He refused to go in, is what the Lord said in the parable. He refused to go in. So when we are not able to welcome one another or show some kind of compassion in the best way that we can, it actually prevents us from eating and being filled. So I hope that the Lord, who shows compassion, strengthens each one of us in our individual prayers, and that when he brings us together, he strengthens us and strengthens our relationships with one another, strengthens our understanding of the communal love that we take with us when we work it out here with whatever challenges it may be, and to bring it out of the doors of the church and into our day-to-day interactions. May God be with you and strengthen you. May he strengthen us as individuals, beloved in his compassion, and unite us to one another in the communion as icons of the one Holy Trinity, the perfect communion, to whom belong all glory, honor, and worship, now and forever, and unto the ages of ages.